This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimble. On this day, June 3rd, 2011, Andrew Gold, who reached number 7 in 1977 with Lonely Boy, and number 25 a year later with Thank You for Being a Friend, dies of cancer at the age of 59. On this day, 2003, Barry Manilow suffers a broken nose after he accidentally walks into a wall at his home in Palm Springs and knocks himself unconscious. On this day in 1991, to help pay off his $16 million tax bill, Willie Nelson releases an album of tunes seized by federal agents. The disc was called Who'll Buy My Memories? The IRS Tapes. On this day in 1983, Jim Gordon, a member of Derek and the Dominoes and co-writer of Layla, kills his mother with a hammer and a knife. He is convicted of second-degree murder in 1984 and sentenced to life. In May 2013, the 67-year-old Gordon is denied parole until at least 2018 and is still serving his sentence at the California Medical Facility, a special medical and psychiatric prison in Vacaville, California. On this day in 1982, 36-year-old Rusty Day, who sang with both the Amboy Dukes and Cactus, is murdered by unknown assailants at his home in Longwood, Florida. His son, his dog, and another guest are also killed in the attack. Also on this day in 1982, Elvis Presley's Graceland Mansion is open to the public for the first time. It has since become the second most visited home in America, with over 600,000 visitors a year. Only the White House has more. On this day in 1978, it had been over 20 years since Johnny Mathis had a number one single with Chances Are. But now he was back on top with Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, a duet he shared with Denise Williams. On this day in 1970, the Kinks, Ray Davies, flies round trip to England from America to re-record the words Cherry Cola in the song Lola, after the BBC refuses to air the song with the original words Coca-Cola. On this day, June 3rd, 1967, a 31-year-old singer born Arnold George Dorsey is the talk of the music industry when he reaches the top 10 on Billboard. No one had paid much attention to him until his manager, Gordon Mills, changed his stage name, which is the name of the Austrian composer who wrote Hansel and Gretel. What name do you know him by? And what is his 1967 smash hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 3rd, 1967, a 31-year-old singer born Arnold George Dorsey is the talk of the music industry when he reaches the top 10 on Billboard. No one had paid much attention to him until his manager, Gordon Mills, changed his stage name, which was the name of the Austrian composer who wrote Hansel and Gretel. Here's Engelbert Humperdinck and Release Me.
you.